Okay, so welcome back. We're going to be on the podcast. Is that cool if we do a podcast episode?
Yeah.
All right, so welcome back to the Pursuing Purpose podcast. I'm your host, BC Serna. This is a podcast where we get to dive in, talk about life, physics, reality, technology, whatever we want to talk about, right?
Right.
And my host, my guest, I'm sorry, I'm the host. My guest today is Bruce Fleming, 13-year-old. Future super mega star. You're still chewing your gum. I don't know if that's like, because people listen to this, they're just like, why is there gum?
I mean, I'm not me without my gum.
You're not you without your gum?
No.
It's like an identity thing?
Yeah.
Even if you just like put it on the piece of paper?
No.
Like, right.
I have to have flavor.
Flavor, okay. Like, what flavor gum is your go-to?
Watermelon.
What kind of water? Like Trident watermelon?
No.
Big Five?
Extra.
I don't know if I like extra.
I mean, not everybody had it. I mean, everybody got their own opinion about
true.
What type of gum they
that's
like.
That's true. Fish, what's your go-to gum?
Ooh, I like sour apple.
Ooh, what brand though?
Oh, I make it myself.
Ooh, he makes his. Yeah, he makes his own gum. He makes, that's cool. What's up? Yeah. Oh, wait a second.
I've met him, but that looks nothing like the fish that I met at Oasis.
He doesn't know your fish because your beard shaved.
Oh!
He shaved his beard.
Oh. Are we on podcast?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, whatever.
So we're sitting here. We were just sitting here chilling anyway, talking about books and schools. And so we decided to go live on the podcast.
Uh-huh.
What were you saying about school? How's it been?
Regular. I mean, I go to school every day, do the same thing.
Are you learning stuff every day, or is it just like going
in my ELA subject, I do be learning, but my first two periods, ain't nothing to learn.
What are they speaking on?
My first period is actually, I got advisory, which we don't learn nothing, and then I go to enrichment.
What's advisory?
Advisory is like the period where you get to just sit and chill.
Do homework, hopefully?
No.
Okay, so you're just chilling. Okay, so second period, what's second period?
First period. First period is enrichment.
Okay.
And then you
what's
got
enrichment?
Enrichment is like PE, extra PE.
Talking to this, like, yeah.
I am.
Oh, okay.
PE.
Okay, enrichment's PE. That's what they call PE now.
Not enrichment, but enrichment is like where you have to learn in class about computer studies, and then we got PE. So we got PE days and enrichment days.
Okay. So in enrichment, you're learning computer stuff?
Yeah, and then PE, we get to go outside and play.
That's dope. And then what's the second period class?
Second period is speech and debate.
Ooh, what's that? That sounds dope.
It's not dope. We're learning speak law or something, think law or something like that. Think law.
Think law?
Yeah, and like, they give us like real life cases, and we gotta figure out who to win, the plaintiff or the
no way. That's cool. That's like a game, dude.
It's not like a game, but
that's sick. You have to like solve a mystery.
Yeah.
Dude, that's dope, bro.
It takes a few days to figure it out, but not
figure
it out.
Do you just overall not like school? You kind of have like
it's not that I don't like school. I like school, but I don't like school.
Yeah. Because it seems like your attitude towards school is kind of just like, you're like,
chill.
Yeah. It's not that chill. It's kind of negative.
Not negative.
Because if you look at it as a positive, you get stoked for it. That's, dude, that class, people pay to go to that class.
I mean, my favorite class is enrichment and math. I mean.
Yeah. But you don't like this law one or this, like.
Think law. It's all right.
Yeah. Okay, so then what's after that, think law?
After think law, we go to reading group, first and second. So we got advisory.
Think law.
No, advisory, first period, second period.
Okay.
And then we go to reading group, which is a little 15, 25-minute break.
Where you read.
Yeah.
What are you reading?
A book.
Which book?
Motorcycle Ralph.
Motorcycle Ralph? Dude, let's go, bro.
Yeah.
How is your reading level right now? Is it doing all right?
I don't know.
What are they saying? Are you reading quick? Are you reading slow? Are you
medium.
Medium? Okay, that's good. I was a slow reader. I had to go to reading class because I was like not a good reader. I'm dyslexic. Do you know what dyslexic means?
No.
Dyslexic means when I see certain numbers or words, I see them in a different order sometimes.
Well, I mean, Sometimes I just don't like reading because sometimes I just think about the words. And I look at the words in the book. And it's just so many words. I just go to sleep.
Really?
So I don't read. I don't like to read.
Reading can be as adventurous as you want it to be. I think
it depends. Like, if somebody reading it to me, then I'll have, What is that word? Sight senses or something like that, if you know what I mean. Like, you could feel with the sight senses.
Yeah, you're experiencing it. You feel it.
So, yeah, I'll be having, like, because the voices that they be making be, like, on point, like, to the character.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be really on point. You'll have, a 5-year-old. My teacher will make a 5-year-old's voice. It's, like, it'd be on point. I like it.
Yeah, but, like, use your imagination, right?
I mean, yeah, I visualize it. I mean, it's fun.
And so, what's your favorite book so far?
I gotta say Tales of the Fourth Grade Nothing. My fifth grade teacher, shout out to him, Mr. Wofford.
What's up, Mr. Wofford?
He read me that book in fifth grade.
And that's your... Yeah. Who's your favorite teacher you've ever had?
My favorite teacher I've ever had? I don't know. I want to say Miss Alberto.
Why? She cool.
I think that she was there to support. No, Miss Alberto and Miss Williams, my third grade teacher, Miss Williams. I liked her a lot because she was like, I was there when I didn't know how to read in third grade. I did not know how to read.
Yeah.
And she was there to, like, she was that person to help me.
Dang.
So, like, I started learning how to read in third grade. And then I started to pick up. And then, for some reason, this.
Ooh. All right.
Yeah. The school that I went to, they fired her. So then, she had found another job at a school called COPA. And at this time, I was in third grade. So when I went to COPA, they put me in fourth. And then things went.
I thought you go to Vox.
Just wait. Let me tell you the story.
Oh, okay. My bad.
So, I went to COPA for, like, from third grade to, let's say, sixth grade. Like, middle of sixth grade year. And then I went to Vox for my sixth grade year and this year. I was going to move schools, but I had a debate about it with my mom to try to let me stay there because I liked the school. I liked the Vox because, like, all my friends were there. Like, I got to see my friends every day. Like, these are the people that make me happy.
At Vox?
Yeah.
But Vox sometimes is, like, not the best crowd, right?
No, not really. Not the best.
Are they bad influences on you sometimes?
Sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
They, not the school, but the students.
Some of the students.
Is like sometimes a bad influence on me because, yeah, they're a bad influence.
Yeah, because they probably have bad home situations, maybe, and then they bring it to you, and then.
Nah, not really.
Are you easily influenced?
No.
So you're a leader.
Yeah.
That's good.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, that's good. So you you go to Vox now. You're in seventh grade.
Uh huh.
We kind of skipped. We didn't finish on how your school days go. What's after reading class?
My reading group. After that, we go to third period. Third period is English, but the twist to third period is after third period we got a fourth period. But our fourth and third are the same class, so it's 2 hours.
In one classroom.
In one classroom.
And with one same teacher.
One same teacher.
So how do you feel about that?
I like it. Because the other English teacher was
Okay, yeah.
That was a situation. Yeah, I didn't like him very much.
Mhm.
I feel like I still don't like him because I feel like he's that type of teacher that, in certain classes, in the advisory, he'll be on you, like, on you, on you. Like, oh, on my birthday, on Monday, it was a Monday. I was happy. I went into class. I thought I was all that. I was eating me some cookies, right?
Of course.
And then he was like, oh, put the cookies up. So then I put them in my pocket, right?
Yeah.
But I was still kind of eating them on the side.
Of course, yeah.
So then he was like, oh, that's a tier three. But in after this class, it's like weird. And then after that, like in enrichment, after advisory, like he'll give people so many warnings, like they won't even care if you give him a tier three. Like they won't care.
So tier three is a bad thing.
Yes.
Tier three is like your ultimate.
Call home.
They called home because you ate the cookies from your pocket.
No, they didn't call my mom, but I'm saying a tier three leads up to a call home.
Oh, okay. All right, so you're 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You're in seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
Let the people know, what is it that a seventh grade 13-year-old is struggling with right now? What do you struggle with?
I struggle with a lot of things. I struggle with the fact that I'm 13. I'm going to want to be like every kid in the school, that one cool kid. But, I mean, or hang around with the cool kids or whatever you want to say. Like, a lot of 13-year-olds struggle with that. And it's like that one 13-year-old that, or 8th grader or 7th grader, whatever grade, that got that one thing that everybody don't have. Like, it would be that one 7th grader in my class that has, that know he got some Balenciagas, and nobody in the class else got some Balenciagas. We in the hood school on Figueroa. Not Figueroa, Manchester, my bad.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, that's one thing a lot of 7th graders struggle with. Not only because it's that person. Like, it's that person that know everybody in the school got everybody's phone number. Talk to every girl in school. Got him a girlfriend. It's like a thing that every 7th grader will want.
What's that? Is the thing that every 7th grader wants? Or the like? So, basically, I think what you're trying to say is popularity.
Popularity. Just popularity in general at the school. I know every school. I have not been to a school where there's not at least one popularity crowd or one popularity person. Never seen it.
That's true. Do you ever get anxious going into school? Do you know what anxious means?
What do you mean by anxious? Happy, excited?
No, anxious means like you're going to school and you're kind of like, you're like kind of worrying, like, oh, am I going to look good today? Am I going to look cool today? Are people going to like me today?
That's every day. I mean, that's the thing that you got to do every day. You got to be anxious every day because, you got that one person that's going to look at you every day. Look you up and down. See what this man looking like. And if you don't look like decent, at least decent. If you don't look decent, they're going to talk about you. Simple.
And how do you deal with the people like that?
I've never been through it before. Like, not like I've never been bullied, but like.
You've never been bullied?
I have been bullied, but I'm saying like I've never been that person that. Oh, they look at you every day, look at you like you dirty, talking about you every day. That's not me.
Good.
That's never been me. It'll be days where my school clothes might be dirty. I go to school in a black t-shirt, some jeans, and some Vans. Any shoes like that I like that are black. Like, if you give me a pair of black Jordans, I'm going to wear them. If you give me a pair of black Nikes, I'm going to wear them.
Totally. Have you been able to wear the fanny pack to school?
Yeah.
That's dope. People like it. So you don't have school uniforms, right?
I do.
Oh, you do have school uniform?
Yeah.
So you don't get to wear whatever you want? You do?
Nah. Okay. But when I wear, the only time you get to wear whatever you want is if you get a free dress pass or you,
What?
If your birthday.
Oh, okay. All right, so let's go back.
And if you come to school without a uniform shirt, they give you a loaner, which is a shirt that other people musty self wear. And
You don't want to wear a loaner.
Yeah, you don't want to wear a loaner.
Okay, so there's popular kids.
Uh-huh.
That are sometimes bullies.
Not bullies.
Sometimes you judgmental.
You got people that are popularity, and then you got people that just look you up and down every day and talk about you.
Okay.
But that person that talks about you hangs out with the popular kids.
Yeah, there's talkers. There's we call them trolls.
Trolls, yep.
Yeah, they talking.
They be bald-headed trolls, too.
Yeah, they be bald-headed.
They don't be colorful. Their hair don't even be colorful. They just bald.
Yeah.
All you see is the shiny reflection off the sun.
Yeah.
On their head.
Yeah. Is your school pretty diverse?
What do you mean by diverse?
Like, is there white people, Mexican people, black people?
Yeah.
That's good.
It's an all-cultural school.
It's cultural. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
What is it predominantly? What is it mostly? Is it mostly black?
Yeah, white? Mostly black people that I don't count. I don't pay attention to that type of stuff.
That's good.
I hang out with my white friends. I hang out with my black friends.
That's what's up.
I act different with my white friends. I act different with my black friends.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah.
How do you act?
Simple.
How do you act different?
When you hang out with the black people, not like that, but when you hang out with your black friends, you be all hype and stuff. Sometimes chill, you be all hype and stuff. But with your white friends, you just gotta be chill, calm. Sit around, chill. Yeah,
dope. All right, so.
But you got them white friends that are black. Feel me?
Like, is that like me?
Yeah.
where you can like act like yourself?
I mean, yeah, you act like yourself, but you got them white kids that like, even though their parents not black or whatever, or if their parents are black, they just gonna straight up act black.
Yeah.
Simple.
All right. So okay.
You got that type of you got the Blacksicans, you got the black and white people. You got the black people, you got the white people, and then you got the Mexican, and so forth.
That's good. Diversity is good. Having a diverse school
diverse
like that.
Diverse school.
Yeah, okay, and cultural. You said
cultural.
What did you say, cultural? So, okay, so you come into school, you're anxious sometimes because you're like, is someone going to make fun of me today?
I mean, the anxious is like...
Yeah, it's on.
I just wanted to do that.
Yeah, I noticed. All right, so 1 second. Let me finish. Sometimes you're anxious when you go to school because there's like talkers, there's trolls.
Uh-huh.
How do you deal with it? Like, what keeps you calm?
The way to deal with that?
The haters.
Haters. You just got to shake them off.
Shake them off. That's what's up.
Shake them off. I'm just kidding. So first
no, sing a song. Yeah, you can sing.
No, for real though. It's like...
What do you...
Some days you could deal with it, and then some days you just got to be straight up black. I mean, like, ghetto black.
Yeah.
Like, what's up, bro? Like, is there a problem or what? Like, you just got to go there.
Yeah.
But sometimes you could just be like, is there a problem? You could be that calm white person, too, or you could just be straight up ghetto.
Hood.
I'm just being honest with you.
Yeah. What do you prefer?
Sometimes I prefer to be ghetto because, I mean... That's me. People know me at school as ghetto. Like, I'm that type of person that...
What do you want to be known as school by, though?
What do I want to be known as? I want to be known as myself.
Yeah, totally. Amen.
I mean, myself.
What we always talk about, though, is we want to be known as, like, a loving person, a kind person. You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, true. But at the same time, I want to just be that person where I could go to school, be me. Haters, they gonna hate.
All right, what is your message to the world as people are listening, tuning in right now, talking to? What is your message? What do you want people to know?
Guess what?
What?
Create, don't hate.
Preach, create that. You make that up?
No.
Okay, create, don't hate. What else you want them to know?
I want y'all to know, just be like, sometimes you ain't always gotta be ghetto. You really don't. Even if you white and you got black friends, you ain't always gotta be ghetto. Sometimes we just gotta be chill. I had to learn that many of times. I just had to be chill about certain things.
What was your biggest life lesson in 2019?
2019 is, I don't know. Hold on, let me think. As a person, I learned that a life lesson is to like, how can I say this? Not always be that one person that has to say something. Like, sometimes you could just be quiet. I had to learn that for a while, cause me talking would have like stopped me from getting stuff from my mom. So I would just I needed to start learning how to be quiet.
Yeah, that's good. Learn how
sometimes
to be patient.
Sometimes you might just be talking too much, and you don't even know that you be getting other people in trouble. You just be talking.
That's good.
You don't even know.
What did your Mayan 10 bracelet say again?
Stay focused.
Stay focused. That's right. That's a good one. Stay focused on the prize, right? End goal.
Stay focused on what I need to be stayed focused on.
That's good. All right, so we're here chilling, maxing, relaxing, all cool.
Mm-hmm.
You're teaching us some knowledge. What? What? Oh, your new pants, your new shorts? You want to talk about them?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Black Friday was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And you got some new shorts.
Mm-hmm.
They're Black Panther shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And you're proud of them.
Yep.
Me too.
Because they feel like the texture is like...
It's a cool texture.
Like, it's comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, you would never know that they were drawers. You would just, like... To be honest, you would never know they drawers with pockets.
Yeah.
Like, for real, for real.
Yeah.
Like, that's how... I accidentally got the wrong size. I got an extra large. I should have got a medium, but... They drawers with pockets. So when I'm walking around the house, ain't nobody know that they drawers. You just be walking around.
I thought they were swim trunks.
No, them is drawers, bro.
Okay.
Them is drawers.
Dude, that's dope.
But they look like shorts, though, huh?
Yeah, they do.
And they got pockets.
That's dope. So that's
what's
up. I'm
going to wear them as shorts.
That's cool.
When
I feel you.
When I get hot, just...
Okay, so, and then also, we did this thing early this summer. We were, like, working out a lot.
Uh-huh.
Trying to eat healthy.
Mm-hmm.
How you feel about that?
No comment.
No comment?
No comment.
Because what happened was, I'm gonna go there, even though... You went to the doctor.
Uh-huh.
And your mom said some stuff. What?
What did she say?
She said that you just weren't... Maybe you need to, like, start eating healthier, exercising, right?
Uh-huh.
How you feel about that?
No comment.
No comment. We tried, and we're working out. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
But, anyway, we started working out quite a bit, boxing classes, mm-hmm. We, like, started doing workouts.
Yeah.
It was fun, started eating healthy. Uh-huh. Never went to Jamba Juice, got smoothies.
Mm-hmm.
We tried to go vegan.
Tried.
Vegetarian.
Tried.
Wait, what's vegetarian again?
Vegetarian is a person, just look at it as a veggie and veggie. Vegetarian is a person that don't eat meat. So all you gotta eat is vegetables. Vegetarian.
Yeah. And what about...
It sounds like what it is.
Yeah. But you can eat like beans and you can...
You
eat
can
like
eat beans and stuff. You just can't eat meat.
Yeah.
Veggie. It sounds like what it is.
Yeah. What about vegan? What's vegan?
Vegan is you can't eat animal-based products.
That's right. Nice. That's good. That's what's up. All right. Well, what does 2020 look like for Bruce Fleming? What does 2020 look like?
2020 looks like a person, like a forming of a man.
Mm.
Like, I'm not even going to act like I was. I'm going to act like a man. Watch.
That's what's up. Preach, dude.
Watch.
How does a man act?
A man is a humble person.
Mm, preach.
He just, yeah, he humble.
He knows who he is.
A man is a man.
He humble.
No. A man is a person that doesn't go looking for fights.
Preach. That doesn't go looking for fights. That doesn't go looking for money. That doesn't go looking for girls.
What you mean? A man is a man. A man gonna have money. He can't be a man if he ain't got no money. You can't live life without money. Money is life.
Preach. But you ain't looking for it. You doing what you love. You hustling.
Yeah, you gotta hustle.
Cause what is money to you? What is it good for?
Money is good for everything. If you don't have money, you ain't. If we didn't have money, we won't be on this podcast right now.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know.
Yeah.
You gotta do what you gotta do. Without money, you won't have clothes. You won't have food. You won't have a house. You won't have what you want.
Preach. That's what's up.
You'll just be walking around here clotheless, homeless. Yeah. Just look like a naked bum. A naked bum.
True. But I like my favorite story with you. We'll wrap up here soon. But my favorite story is that one time we were at the Oasis.
Uh-huh.
And you had a situation this summer that was kind of sad. Do you want to talk about that by any chance?
What?
About your brother?
Oh, so it was a tragedy. I think like 3 or 4 days. No, he got out on Thursday. So like he was in jail for like a few months or whatever. And then like he got out on Thursday. So he had 4 days to spend with his daughter or whatever. He had the weekend. And then on Monday, I talked to him on Sunday. I was like, bro, I'm going to come see you in the morning or whatever. I'm going to come see you. We're going to have fun. We're going to chill. And on Monday,
In school?
No, I was not. I didn't have school on Monday. So Monday, I was just chilling with my dad. I actually talked to him Monday. I was like, bro, I'm going to come tomorrow. We're going to chill. We're going to have fun. We're going to do whatever. So then on Monday, that's the day that he passed or whatever. And my dad had left the house on Monday, like, late. And, like, didn't come back for, like, a good, like, 3 or 4 hours. Like, a solid 4 hours. I'm not even going to lie to you. A solid 4 hours. I'm like, where dad at? I'm like, because I was hungry, too. I wanted me some food. I didn't know what was going on. I'm like, where's my dad? He out late. He never stay out, like, 4 hours late. Like, he never, like, he'll stay up, but he will never go out the house longer than, like, past 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, unless we doing something. Like, he will never leave past 8. So I'm like, it was weird that he didn't come back. I was asleep when he came back. I'm like, oh, snap. I was like, I was wondering where he was. So Tuesday morning come. Me and my dad, we went to my mom's house, right? I'm like, oh, we finna go have a party. We finna have fun. I ain't gonna have no school. We finna all potluck or whatever. Because everybody was like, it was like a whole bunch of cars just lined up on the street that, like, not a whole bunch, like 7 cars mm-hmm. just lined up on the street by my house. So then my dad pull up in the driveway. He let me out. And I'm like, I go in the house, right? So I see my brother beer and his cigarette outside by the gate. So I'm like, oh, Brody here. So I walk in the house.
What'd you call him?
Brody.
Brody. But his name is?
Lavelle.
Lavelle, yeah.
So I walk in the house. I'm like, bro, where he at? I'm thinking that he hiding somewhere. So I go in the house. I'm looking for him. I'm like, bro, where you at? I go in the room. He ain't in there. I look in the closet. I look in the bathroom. I'm like really looking for him. I looked in my mom's room, her closet, everything. I was really looking for him. So then my mom and my sister started crying. I'm like, is she crying because I let my dad in the house? Or is she crying because of something else? Because for real, I thought I was in trouble. Like, when she started crying. Because, like, my mom and my dad, like, divorced and whatever. And they didn't have even the odds. So, I thought me letting my dad in the house was bad. So, when she started crying, and she was like, she started nodding her head. And I thought I was in trouble, right? So, then she was like, sit on the couch. She was like, do you want me to tell him in here, or do you want me to tell him in the room? Like, what do you want me to tell him? And I was like, tell me what? And then he was like, oh, Brady was shot yesterday, and he passed. And I was mad because I'm like, I was so mad. Like, I found it was some scissors. I was like, I was pissed. I started crying. I was outside. I was mad. I had to get some air. I was just mad. So I go outside, right? And there's some scissors. Like, some people that die of tragedy, sometimes they want to commit suicide, all that. No, that's not what I did. I found some scissors, right? And then it's like a green bench or whatever. And I end up had carving something. I was like, I'm going to get you or something. I'm coming for you something on some psychotic stuff. I was just carving on the bench because I was mad.
Emotional. You're very emotional.
Yeah, I was emotional. And I'm like, who did this? Why? When? And where? And I was kind of mad at my dad because he didn't tell me the night of.
Monday night.
Yeah, Monday night. But he had passed, like, it said, like, 3 o'clock. And I'm not even going to lie to you. It said on the thing, like, 3 o'clock. Like, he died, like, 3 o'clock. Like, on the dot, 3 o'clock p.m. And I'm like, okay, but why did it take him so long to find a body? Let the police know, get the scenes there, and then we don't even know who did it. All we know is the driver, and they young, like, they just, like, if you want me to be for real, honest, bro, these kids were in high school, college.
The shooter.
Yes.
And
I believe. And then I know for a fact, I know how my brother is. Somebody came, pressed him like, oh, where you from, bro? And he bang his set. I mean, that's just how he was. He was just that one person that just have a, he was cool, like he was chill when it need to be. And he would, like he wasn't backing out from nobody.
Yeah. But like, wasn't he in the wrong place at the wrong time, right? Kind of something happened?
Kind of, sort of, right? Because
he was shot.
Yeah, he was shot. But the person that they was initially trying to get, I know the person that they was initially trying to get. And I was kind of mad at him because I was like, if you was caught, this would have never been happened. Like, my brother would be still standing here to this day. And I'm like, I was mad. I was mad at him and the world because I'm like, I understand how my brother is. My brother is that person that's like, he not going to stand down to nobody, no matter how tall you are, heavy you are, big you are, older you are. He not going to care. Younger you are, you come up to him like, oh, where you from, bro? He going to bang his set and he going to get ready to fight you. Like, if you want to fight him, he not going back down. Simple as that. Like, I was young. I'm going to tell this story. I was young. Don't tell nobody I told you. So I was young. I was like 5 or 6. I don't know, around there. We was living by Leimert Park, like not too far from Leimert Park. I don't know exactly where. I know exactly where, but I don't know the streets and stuff. Like not too far from Leimert Park, right? So it's like a hill. It's like a bus stop and a light. It's like a light in the four corners, and you gotta go up the hill to get to my house, right? So then we walk down, we go to the bus stop, right? We chilling, we waiting. Like, 3 dudes came up to my brother. Where you from, bro? What set you from? And then my brother banged his head. Some dude was, like, taller than him or whatever. Like, my brother didn't care. Like, he was, like, that type of person that's, like, he was about that life. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, so gangbanging, it's because it's kind of a way of life in the hood, right?
I mean, yeah. It's but if you want me to be honest with you, I didn't look at it till I heard it. If you really think about it, you got all these gangs in L.A. No matter how many gangs you put together in this world, the police is going to be the biggest gang you got. You got every city in L.A. got a police department. Then you got a whole bunch of cities in one state that got a police department. And then you got a sheriff's that's outside of that own all of them, that's bigger than that, like LA.
That county.
Yeah, you got the LA County Sheriff Department, and then you got the LA police
city.
Department.
Yeah.
And you got a whole bunch of other cities like Oakland, all them other cities, yeah. Malibu, Venice, all them other police. Hawthorne, all them other police stations is out there. That's one gang itself. You got Chicago, Illinois.
You
got Chicago, Illinois. You got Florida. You got Colorado. You got Denver. Same.
Yeah.
You got all these states, Alaska, all these states combined together got the biggest gang in LA, which is the police. And I'm just being honest with you.
Yeah,
no matter how many people in jail, you got the jail gang police department, you got the criminals.
What do you think? Do you think there's going to be a peace between, like...
It was. I mean, I believe in it. It was back in the 90s, 80s, around here.
Yeah.
They had a riot about... I heard this from my English teacher. It was third and fourth period. She was saying how... This girl she went into a Chinese liquor store or whatever. She was getting the orange juice, right? She put the orange juice in her in the side of her pocket on her backpack, and then was finna pay for it, right? And or she was stealing it or whatever she was doing, and she was walking out, and a Chinese lady, they said they shot her in the back with a shotgun.
Okay, so...
And they was like...
That's a story. I know that story.
You know what?
Yeah. But what do you think that needs to happen in the police department, like on a structural level, for there to be peace or like structure or...
I mean, I feel like all these bad stories about the gangs, the jail, all that, I feel like all the stories behind that is a cause and an effect.
The root system.
Yeah, the root system. But y'all really don't know that you got cops out here that just don't care and will beat you up. Like, I seen a post, like, a few days ago, and it was a guy, he was like, they arrested him, right? And then they was, like, doing the extras, like, extras. Like, he put his hands behind his back. He was on his knees and everything. And they was like, oh, quit resisting. And they was trying to get him up off his feet, and he wasn't.
No. So cops are, they struggle sometimes with authority because they have too much power.
Not they struggle. It's just the fact that they just don't care.
They sometimes abuse authority.
Like, for real. They abuse authority.
How do we fix that? How do we fix that?
I mean, how do we fix it? I feel like it's a level of the government fault. Because y'all got these police knocking down black people, white people, Chinese people, all these races of people, just knocking them down, and they don't care. They just killing people just because they got a gun and a badge. They think they got, just because they work for the government, they just think they could kill anybody and they won't do
totally.
Nothing.
Totally. Can you try to see it from their side on how, like, being a police officer is, like, stressful and kind of scary sometimes?
Yeah. And I look at it, I'll be like, yeah, I'll be feeling bad for some of these cops because you got some of these inmates that just don't care who you are and what you about. They will just beat you up just because.
Yeah. Because I'm with you too.
They got some people, like, in the police department that are on the other side, like, you don't even know. They'll act like a regular police department. But what you don't know is they got one person in that general population that they talking to that be like, oh, if you beat this officer up, you get $5 on your books for a honey bun or something. Like, it's like they really do that stuff in jail. Yeah, like, yeah. They will really give you $5 on your books to beat somebody up for a honey bun, bro. I'm telling you.
Yeah, so sometimes
it's a whole bunch of stuff you can have that people in the outside don't see inside.
Totally.
Like, I'll be watching these documentaries and stuff at home. It'd be like they be getting the inmate, they side of their story and why they act like the way they act. It's because of the act. If you really watch the thing, look how they treat the inmates, and then look how the inmates react. It's always a cause and an effect to something.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the way life goes. It's always going to be a cause and effect for something.
Totally. Yeah. But hopefully you'll break the stigma, right? Like, you'll...
I hope so. Because one day, I'm going to be that one person that'd be like, you know what? Put the gun down, bro. Like, for real. Just put the gun down. Right? You're not finna hold me in gun thing, and I'm reaching in my pocket to give you my ID, and you shoot me because, oh, you think I'm a danger to you. How you gonna ask me, how you gonna tell me to do something for you, and I try to do it slowly, do exactly what you say, and I pull it out like this, and you shoot at me. Come on now. That makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah. And then... We also got to, like, what are you grabbing?
A paper.
Oh. Why are you taking the headphones off?
Because.
Are you done?
No. I need to put this on. The gum.
No, I need that piece of paper. Just put the gum in the trash can. Right there, that big bag. Sorry, guys. We're taking a little break. He had to spit his gum out, even though I told him to spit his gum out 30 minutes ago when we started the interview, but he had to have his flavor.
Yeah.
All right, we'll wrap this up, man, because we're just chilling. We just... This is just real talk with Bruce. Do you have a nickname? I can't remember.
BJ.
That's right, BJ. I knew that. Yeah. And I'm BC. So real talk with BC and BJ.
Yeah.
We should do this like every once in a while. Check in with life. See how life's going.
All right. I'm all right with that.
That's cool. Because we're learning, man. You have a lot to teach me. I probably have some things to teach you.
Yeah, you got a lot to teach me.
What's the number one thing you've learned from me since we met?
To stay positive. Because you're that type of person that just, you get a ticket, you won't care.
Yeah.
Like, but sometimes I'm like that when I get in trouble. Like, sometimes I get in trouble at school, and it be like for some, like, not legitimate reasons, but sometimes it just be reasons where I just need, like, I just get in trouble. And I just sometimes, you know what, you gonna call my dad? Call him. I don't care. I'd be so mad that I'm like, you know what? I really just don't care.
Yeah. Kind of like when your phone broke and I was like, yo, bro, chill. And you kind of.
I was mad. But guess what? At the end of the day, my dad didn't care, so I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, it cost $70 to go get it fixed at the Slauson for me. If you really think about it, all these millionaires that they got out here,
Why are you talking like this now?
I don't know.
But you got
all these millionaires.
$70? Chill.
$70 is really not a lot. It's just like a penny for millionaires. So all you got to do is just make that hustle. And all you right, got $70.
The last thing I want to talk about. Actually, we'll talk about another episode. Because we out. We straight. Because we need to go. Work out. And have fun and eat some food and
ride bikes
and pick up girls.
No, I can't pick up no girls, bro.
How come?
I'm taking, bro.
No, you ain't.
Swear to God.
Give her a shout out.
I want to give a shout out to Ifama.
Ifama is her name?
Yeah. Yep.
Dude, where's that? Where's she from?
Nigeria.
Dude, what's
well, her
that?
Mom is from Nigeria. She got some Nigerian in her.
Yeah, I'm sure she does. Ifama.
Her Instagram.
You don't need to say her Instagram. Okay. That's a little too personal. Because her account's private, right?
Yeah.
It better be.
Her spam,
yeah. All right, guys. Well,
don't forget to follow super_hot_fire1240. That's my Instagram.
Yeah, shout out. All right, guys. Well, we're stoked to be chilling on the Pursuing Purpose podcast with your man, Bruce Fleming, and your boy, BC Serna. BJ and BC,
BC, real quick. Do they know what your actual name is?
No, no one knows.
No one knows?
No.
All right, we're just going to keep it a secret.
Yeah,
then.
We can keep it a secret.
All right.
All right, yo. Last words, anything?
Nah, we out.
We out. Peace,
we living
man.
Like that.
We living like that. We love you all. Peace. Hope you're blessed. Hope you're blessed up, prayed up. Keep staying up.
Yeah.
Keep pursuing purpose.
And shake them haters off.
Shake them haters off, yo. All right, we out.
We out.